Coronavirus!
Welcome to the Naked Toast. I'm Mitch, that's Blanchy. Ahoy, hoy. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and at Hotmail.
No, fudge. No one cares.
Yes, they do. At... What do we got? NakedToastPod at gmail.com. So, yeah. Hi.
Hello.
There's a lot going on in the world at the moment. I'm sure everyone knows about it. Corona.
I was trying to think of something else. I'm like, no, there's literally nothing. I can't think of anything.
People just shit in their pants because there's no toilet paper.
Yeah. Right. Taking the toilet paper, you bums.
Anyway, yeah, so there's all that. That's all we're going to say. Everyone knows what's going on. So what's happening with you, Blanchy? Besides the obvious. Obviously, you've been watching lots of stuff.
I really haven't, though.
Playing? Listening? Reading?
I guess I've been playing a little bit of Fortnite.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Noise.
There's too much going on in the world. And you today said that we're going to talk about something that wasn't related to...
Yeah.
Corona.
Yeah.
What is it?
We're going to talk about Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Oh.
You have a problem with that?
Hit me.
I like it. I got trivia. I'm going to question you because you say you remember everything about that movie. Which one would you like to be triviaed on first? One, two, or three?
Two would be my weakest because that's the one I've rewatched the least. I've rewatched 100 times.
You said you loved that one.
I love all three of them.
Yeah, but originally, you're like, number two's the best.
Is that what everyone else says?
Well, don't be a shit,
and then
bro.
I was shown the light.
Yeah, me.
Three's the best.
Three is the best.
But no, I think one's the best. One's my favorite.
One is really good. I don't know if I'm me either. So Spider-Man 3 then?
Sure.
Because I've already got it up, so. I'm just going from this fun trivia website.
IMDb?
No, it's called Fun Trivia. Oh. I mean, it's not trivia as in like, oh, it's actually trivia questions.
Oh, so not like, what day did they shoot this scene?
Yeah.
I don't know, okay. Tuesday.
Here's the first one. What is Gwen Stacy doing as the crane crashes through the skyscraper she's in?
She's modeling on top of a desk.
Participating in a photo shoot, correct?
Yeah.
Do you want the little blurb that goes with it? Gwen and a few other ladies were taking a few pictures by a photocopier. I guess by near, not by the photocopier. They're just scanning their asses.
Yeah, it's her and two of
them. Yeah. When an out-of-control crane crashes through the skyscraper, luckily Peter Parker hears a call on the police radio and saves Gwen before she falls. I won't do every single one of these, unless it's funny. All right, number two.
That's Gwen.
Yeah.
That's Gwen.
Hey, Brock Jr.
And here my daughter. I'm dead, your daughter.
Who yelled, "I didn't kill your father"?
Peter.
Exactly. Can I have the full name?
Fuck.
Thank you.
No one else's dad dies in the entire thing.
Do you want to hear the blurb for this one? Near the beginning of the movie, Harry fought with Peter since he still wanted to avenge his father's death. During their fight, Peter told Harry he did not kill Norman, but that his dad wanted to kill him. Harry called him a liar, and it was while the two fought that Harry hit his head and fell hard.
But then
he was subsequently diagnosed as having amnesia.
But then it took till Harry's butler for him to tell him, I cleaned your father's glider.
Yeah, the old people in this movie fucking suck, I can tell you that much.
No.
Both. The two old people in this movie.
Don't you dare say anything bad about Aunt May.
Aunt May sucked
don't
in this
even,
movie.
You just
you know, that one scene just, it's funny bad.
What, because she just keeps going?
Don't you reckon?
And going.
Do you reckon that was the best take? Like, this is the best
I think that was one take.
One take, Tony?
Yeah.
All right. Who is the director of the movie?
Sam Raimi. It's called the Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
Yeah. We see Flint Marker on the run at the start of the film. He breaks into his old house and climbs in through his daughter's bedroom window while she's asleep. What does he do next?
He goes and breaks a thing of bread.
He leaves a bundle of letters under her pillow.
Oh, fuck off.
You're right, though.
What does he do exactly? No one would say the bread because he breaks it.
That, well, yeah, I guess then he walked, put the letters and goes, gets the bread. Then
and
the missus
breaks
comes.
It.
Yeah, but that's, he puts the letters first.
And then his ex-wife is all there like, what are you doing?
Minus 1 point.
Fucking, yeah.
Oh, man. This is, as we find out during the course of the film, it was Flint, played by Thomas Hayden Christian.
Hayden Christensen.
Hayden. Thomas Hayden Church. Church. Never mind. I like him. He's funny. He's from Georgia Jungle.
He's the bad guy, isn't it?
Who actually shot Peter Parker's uncle, while we saw in the original film. He was managed to break out of prison and tries to explain his presumable ex-wife? That's what it says in there in brackets.
I assume so, because she talks to him like it's their child. Their, you know.
Yeah, well, it's his daughter, so I imagine. But yeah,
if not his ex-wife, then at least the mother of his daughter.
Yeah. He's not a bad person. He leaves letters he tries to send to his sick daughter under her pillow. For her to read from all the postmarks on them, you've seen that tried contact her in the past and all letters have been returned.
That's what he says at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I'm why, a bad guy. I just had bad luck.
While he argues with his
wife.
And
then he floats away as sand.
So they, in the first bit, they're like, presumably ex-wife. And then the next one, they're like, why he argues with his wife? His daughter wakes up and gives him her locket with a picture of himself, herself in it. Could you imagine a picture of himself?
That would make the whole sand transformation weird when he grabs the locket. It's a picture of him, so he just loves him so much. Man,
I really want to see it. How did the symbiote come to Earth?
An asteroid.
In an astronaut.
As Peter and MJ make it out in the web.
Correct. Mary Jane Watson, Kirsten Dunst, appears in a Broadway show early in a film. What is it called?
Oh, My Fair Lady. No?
No, it's not an actual, like, one. Like, it's not a real play. It's a... Do you want me to give you a starting letter? It's two words. Both M's.
No, I'm not gonna...
Manhattan Melodies.
I could have swore... There is something in the movies where it is My Fair Lady.
Okay, I'll take your word.
Maybe she doesn't in Spider-Man 2.
My memory's real shit, so I couldn't do any of these. I could hear you perfectly. You're in the front row, Peter.
Day by day.
What colour shirt does Flint Marco pick out of his dresser when he arrives at his home?
Green.
It's correct.
Black stripes, I think. Or brown stripes.
Brown, yes, that weird. All right. Who asked, do you want to push me away? Think about it. Who would be saying that who?
You want to push me away? Like, I feel like you'd have to say it to Harry, to Peter when he's being all douchey.
Yeah, then who would have said it?
I'm guessing MJ.
Mary Jane Watson, but yeah, correct. what is the name of the character played by Bruce Dallas Howard? Bryce. B-R-Y-C.
Bryce Dallas Howard, Gwen Stacy.
That's a boy's name, Bryce.
Is it?
I don't know.
It could be both.
I don't know. Like, if you said Bryce, I would
have. I mean, like, a ton of people you associate with the name.
Yeah. I don't know.
To me, Blair is a girl's name, but there are a couple of guys have the name OC. Blair. Gossip Girl.
I was close. They're all the same. Peter arrives at Aunt May's apartment and tells her he's going to propose to Mary Jane. Oh, the famous scene. What happens during the exchange?
A lot of talking.
Yeah, but what's the main thing from that at the end?
Aunt May is telling Peter how Uncle Ben proposed.
Yeah, then...
At a beach.
Not so much. What does the end of that story end up?
She gives Peter Uncle Ben's ring.
Yeah.
Her ring that I've been given.
Oh, here's a little blurb. Fuck Aunt May, she carries on for way too long in that.
Fuck that bitch!
Aunt May hands Peter her engagement ring. She tells Peter that when Ben gave to her ring.
You're the Green Goblin. Finish it!
I wanted to finish it. And then he said, then I said, oh, fuck that bitch. Oh, okay, this is a big one. MJ and Peter are enjoying a romantic evening, lying in a web, watching the skies. Unnoticed by them, a small meteorite crashes into the park. Some alien black goo comes out. It is soon evident that it has a life of its own. And then MJ and Peter leave.
No, you sound like I'm there.
Yeah. And then it hitches a ride with them. But how?
It hooks onto the back of his back license plate on his bike. Scooter.
Thank you. I was going to say it's a scooter here. It clings to the back of Peter's scooter. Ooh, this is a good one. What type of music restaurant did MJ work in?
Oh, jazz.
You're damn right it was jazz. I dig on this. Oh, with whom is Eddie Brock, Topher Grace, romantically involved with when we first meet
Gwen him? Gwen Stacy.
Correct.
Which is weird.
Gwen is Eddie's girlfriend until she becomes infatuated with Spider-Man and he winds up with both personal and professional reasons to hate both Peter Parker and Spider-Man. Who was MJ married or dating in the second one?
Jameson's son.
That's right.
The astronaut, which would have made sense to be Venom, because Venom's from space. But yeah. Right.
Ooh, what does Flint Marko promise his daughter?
Money? A good life? I don't know.
Good life is close. Make her healthy again.
Yeah, because she's sick, but they don't explain it.
Penny is visibly sick and it explained that Flint was in jail for stealing money to attempt to help her get help.
Yeah, she has an oxygen tank next to her. Is that the one time we see her, though?
Yeah.
We never see her at the end of it?
I don't know the way they put Sandman. Sandman kind of felt a little bit...
Well, Sam Raimi wanted to do Sandman, but then...
they added...
Avi Rod, who's like the producer of all the everything Spider-Man, wanted Venom. Sam Raimi was like, no, fuck Venom, he won't fit.
Yeah.
And it just became a mess. And then there was also wrapping up Harry as well.
Yes, of course. Yeah, because it does feel like Sam into
the one and two set up Harry to be the big bad.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that. I just enjoy those movies. Who admitted, it's a funny feeling not knowing who you are? Oops, I put that down. Would you like the quote again?
No, no.
It's a funny feeling not knowing who you are. If I put it in that accent, does it help?
It's like everyone in the movie. I'm just going to go... Oh, it's Harry?
Yeah, because he forgets who he is.
Right.
Not knowing who you are.
I was going to go with...
Eddie, because he thought he was trash.
No, Lizard.
Oh, Lizard. But that's number two.
No, because Peter gives him the symbiote. So maybe because it's when he's on the phone and Peter's like, go get more nuts.
You took it more as like he was saying it to the person. To Peter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You didn't keep any of this, did you, Peter? Let me start it again. What song by Snow Patrol is played during the end credit?
Oh, I got no idea.
Signal Fire.
Okay.
I would have said Cars. Chasing Cars.
Yeah, that's like that one hit, isn't it?
After Peter and New Goblin fight, it is revealed Goblin has amnesia. What caused the amnesia?
Peter strung a web.
Yeah.
Dumped him and he went, dum ding dum. Harry!
My back!
That's Spidey too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a...
Ding bong ding bong. It was played for comedy, but if you take out like the silly sound effects, it looks like, oh my god, he's dead.
Well, they cut the music.
Well, yeah, he starts reciting. Yeah. He's like, Harry.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my god, he's dead.
Because even then, they got all the music and stuff, and then it has that real loud section. Then all of a sudden, it's just
ding bong ding dong.
Peter is still working as a freelance photographer at Daily Bugle, and it seems his boss J. Jonah Jameson is having some health issues. What's wrong with him?
It's his blood pressure.
Good job. High blood pressure. Correct.
Well, of course it would be. He just screams a lot.
Yeah, that doesn't help. It's good for podcasting.
It's for audio.
Other than herself, who was the first person to find out MJ was fired?
Was it Harry?
Correct.
Because he goes to give her flowers first, right?
No.
Oh, they bump into each other.
Yeah, at the Spider-Man parade.
Because they love me. They all love me.
Harry was up in the top rafters doing the meme where he's looking down at Peter.
At the start of the movie, at the first play.
And then Peter brings the flowers, and then there's a giant ass one from Harry. As he did in the first two Spider-Man films, actor Bruce Campbell makes a cameo in Spider-Man 3. What is the profession of the man he is portraying?
He runs the restaurant.
Made a D. Yeah.
That's the thing, I am a simple man.
It's called a waiter.
Waiter! Now let's do a SpongeBob one.
Alright. Who played Captain George Stacy of the New York Police Department?
Oh, he's been in. He's the guy in Babe.
Correct. Yeah, I don't know. James Cornwell. I would have said Babe as well.
He's in Babe, yeah.
Isn't it a fucking... Who played him in Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man? It was James Wood.
I watched it literally the two nights.
It's the guy, isn't the guy who sings that arsehole song?
I don't know. He's in a lot of stuff.
Who said... All right, these ones seem to get you a bit. I didn't want this, but I had no choice.
I'm going to go with Peter.
I didn't want this, but I had no choice.
Harry, MJ. Sandman.
There you go, Sandman. Margaret.
Everyone in that movie kind of says something like that.
What caused burn marks on the face of Harry in the movie?
He threw his goblin bomb and Peter went whoosh,
yeah, he
and swung it back.
The explosion of one of his pumpkin bombs during the fight with Spider-Man.
You gonna cry, little goblin boy? Goblin boy, Junior, you gonna cry?
He's a little dick.
That's what was the one time I'm like, okay, Peter, you're a bit of a douche now.
He really isn't that weird, dude.
He gets progressively douchey as the movies go on.
As the movies go on or as that
movie? As the movies go on.
The movies or that movie?
No, the trilogy.
I don't think so.
He kind of goes a bit...
Oh, like it got to his head.
Yeah. That's why
Mary Jane's kind of.
I want Toby to come back as Spider-Man and help Tom Holland become a true Spider-Man.
Mary Jane is replaced in Manhattan Memories. After all the reviews criticize their performance, what is the name of the actress replacing Mary Jane in the production?
I got no fucking idea.
Because the only time I think you ever notice is when they roll it up against Andrea Rubin.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm not sure if she's a character in Spider-Man either.
Mary Jane walks in. I don't know if this is good. I just saw something down the bottom.
Yeah,
Mary
she walks Jane, in ready for the to.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying there's something down here. I want to hear what you reckon when as I get to. I don't know what it's going to say. So Ray plays the role. As she leaves, a theatre worker puts the actress name over that of Mary Jane's. Adrienne Rubin is the character who replaced Mary Jane in the show. Gwen Stacy works as a model. Jessica Drew, the first Spider-Woman, and Felicity Hardy are characters in the comics and do not appear in the movie. Okay, what?
What's that got to do with anything?
Andrea Rubin also happened to be the name of Sam Raimi's sister.
Oh, okay, that's probably wrong. Okay.
I saw the Black Cat and the first Spider-Woman. And I was like, well, what's that got to do with that movie? No, and then why give us that
Black information? Black Cat's in Amazing 2 for like a split second.
But I was like,
Harry's assistant.
I was like, why do they give us that finger just to be at the end? Oh, that weren't in the movie, though.
It is weird that Gwen's a model, which in actual Spider-Man, MJ's a model.
Yeah.
They kind of put them. Because Gwen's all meant to be like a scientist.
Peter has a new rival at the Daily Bugle. The confident new recruit is Eddie Brock.
Oh, so that was a question.
Who's convinced he can get better photos of Spider-Man? J. Jonah Jameson gives him a chance to show what he can do. What does Eddie call his new boss?
Chief.
JJ.
Is he calling JJ?
Apparently. Jameson doesn't seem to be minded either by the new term.
Because he tells him, like, he gives him, like, a low price, JJ. He's like, oh, $50 for both. He's like, I'll do it, boss. Yeah. Or chief or something.
Must have said JJ. Yeah. Well, that's one of three
people. Because that's when Harry's like, you know, Peter's like, I deserve more money because I've been taking pictures by me forever.
Yeah. And he's not as bad as that Eddie Brooke.
Want forgiveness? Get religion.
You can. Right. Next page.
Oh.
There's three pages.
Ooh.
I could go to 30 if you want. Or...
Oh, fuck off, no.
What? We're already at 26.
Oh, I thought you meant 30 pages.
Oh, no, no.
I was like, I don't think there's that much trivia.
What reason did the director give for firing MJ?
They weren't drawing a crowd or something.
Was not loud enough.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, remember? Because that's what the reviews were like. I can't hear past the first row. Right? And then Peter's like, Peter's
in the first row. Right?
Squish between two fat dudes?
That's some weird comedy because he's like,
squeeze this in, yeah.
And then he starts, you know, saying what she's saying. Day by day. Yeah. I forget the rest of it.
Flint, Sandman, Marco. Ooh, that's an odd one. Has a daughter who is very. What is her first name? Inspector Gadget.
Penny.
Oh, yeah. Was that because of my clue or you just got it?
I was going to say Lolly.
All right. Harry Osborn tries to kill Spider-Man because he believes he killed his father. After falling and ending up in hospital, what happened to Harry?
Okay. Got amnesia.
Yeah, we already had that one. I should have skipped that one. Who advertised, don't let any of that get on you? Oh, sorry. Who advised, don't let any of that get
on you? Lizard. I forget his name.
Kurt Connors.
There's too many doctors in Spider-Man.
By what name does Peter call his girlfriend?
Oh, fuck.
Don't think too hard.
MJ.
MJ,
Oh, okay. Because MJ was called Peter Tiger. So
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
I was going to say, I could see you were starting to think too hard on it. I was like, no, that's an idiot.
Everyone calls her MJ, though.
Yeah, everyone does. After the symbiote attaches itself to Peter and he's revealed the newfound power he has gained, to whom does he bring a sample of the...
Dr. Connors.
Yeah. Since Peter is in love with MJ, he decides it's time to propose to her and books a table at the French restaurant. His plan is to summon the waiter to bring champagne with the engagement ring hidden in MJ's glass. The maitre d', hilariously played by Bruce Campbell, thinks this is a great idea. What does he say to Peter that Peter... Okay. What does he say to Peter that Peter... That's hurt my head. What does he say to Peter that Peter then wonderfully repeats on the table? Bonnie Chance. I have no idea. I rambled too long.
Okay. MJ's trying to talk to him about what she's going through, and he's all like, but Spider-Man this. And it's like, you're a douche.
What does Gwen Stacy do for a living?
She's a mole.
Yeah, I don't think that's where it starts now.
Normally she's meant to be like a scientist or something.
Who among those make a cameo appearance in Spider-Man 3?
A cameo appearance? Bruce Campbell.
Yep. One other one.
Oh, Stanley.
Yeah.
You know, anyone can make a difference, I think is what he says.
Yeah, something like that.
That's his best one.
What makes the symbiote go crazy?
Peter tells it to bug out of here.
No, like its weakness is what it's
meant to be. Oh, sound.
Yeah. Loud. Loud noises. Yeah, a lot of these ones are. Okay. After the scene at the jazz club, Peter hides in the church tower and tries to free himself from the black suit. Unbeknownst to him, Brock is praying inside the church. What is he praying for?
For God to kill Peter Parker.
You want God to kill Peter Parker.
Please kill Peter Parker. Jesus.
Because like, what's that? Oh, yeah, I gotta do that.
You just see like the priest over like next to him. The fuck?
What did that boy say? What did that boy say? Alright. I'm on the last page, but I don't think it's...
Corona.
Ooh. I'm not talking about the dub version, but what language other than English is spoken in this movie?
Whatever language the landlord is.
Mm-mm.
No? No idea. Dutch.
French at the restaurant.
Oh.
This is a multiple choice.
I always see Mr. Dobrovich always spoke something in German to Peter or to his daughter.
Rent?
Get your rent, you fix the damn door.
Is there a... yeah, never mind. Which of the following...
related, wasn't it?
That was TB. I think you sent me the picture that we saw where he runs out the door with the
telephone. TB and he runs away.
Which of the following statements is true about Peter and MJ's relationship by the end of the film? Okay. They are engaged. They are married.
No.
They are through with each other forever.
No.
None of these.
No.
Yeah, correct.
They are, I guess, friends. I don't know what they are. They don't really say anything after Harry dies. They just kind of... And then they dance. Yes, they pity fuck. They pity fuck. It's kind of sad.
The film ends with Peter interrupting the song that MJ is singing. A bit rude, that.
Just got his breakers.
In brackets. Meet Rue, Dad.
Yeah, dig on this.
And holding her close, almost slow dancing. There is no further mention of the engagement ring, but it seems that the couple are very least back to where they were at the beginning of the film.
No.
Romantically involved best friends with hopes of a future together.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't think so. Is it... He's not retired from being Spider-Man at the end of the film, is he? No.
Are you going to say something else? He's not mentally challenged, is he?
Brilliant, but lazy.
How are we, guys?
Because you know how one and two usually end with Peter having like this monologue? Like one ends with him being all like, you know, it's my curse, my I'm Spider-Man. Two kind of does something as well. Where he's like, I will always be Spider-Man no matter what.
Yeah.
This one doesn't really end with him having a monologue. I don't think it does.
You know what? I think he did have something. I think it was...
But Harry dies. Fuck
that man. Mages went on for too long with that story. Hey, like gosh.
It's in the first 20 minutes.
And it goes for 20 minutes. He just breaks the wall. He just, like, the fourth wall, he just starts...
I thought you were going to have some joke ones in there. Where does Harry hide when the bus goes past? Under the desk? Behind another table?
I was hoping. Already teleported. I didn't do any research. This was the first one that popped up.
Okay.
I just went with it.
Sir, how's your pancakes? So good. Strawberries.
Alright, I'll try this one. It's coming out in 2015. Are you a true fan of Spider-Man 3? Find out. From 2007.
Ooh.
But this is from 2015.
I was going to re-upload it.
Yeah. So, what's 2007 when the movie came out?
Yeah. May 3rd.
This is the big Spider-Man 3 quiz. 12 questions. And I'm done.
Finish the following with great blank. Comes great blank.
Okay, multiple choice. Who are the three villains?
Sandman, Venom, and Harry Osborn.
Yeah, Sandman, Green Goblin, and Venom.
Yeah. I would call him Green Goblin. He's more just New Goblin or Harry.
Next. What color does Spider-Man turn in the 2007 blockbuster Spider-Man 3?
I don't know. Black.
Yeah, I could give you more. I won't give you the multiple choices. Why does Peter Parker's suit turn black?
Because of the symbiote.
From a symbiote alien? Correct. He wanted to change his image. Someone dyed it as a prank. He spills black paint on it.
Oh, damn it. He like mixes his washing. Oh, he does that in two. He mixes his washing.
And then he gets wet or pink shit.
Yeah.
Not every time. In 2007, Spider-Man 3, every question. We know that's what the quiz is. Who became Venom after Spider-Man frees himself from the Black Ooze?
Eddie Brock. Edward Brock Jr., sir.
J. Jameson. Alright.
In a deleted scene in 2, he dresses up as Spider-Man.
Yeah, he jumps in with the suit. Who takes over Peter's job for photographer at the Daily
Edward Brock Jr., sir. That's all I say, isn't it?
Edward Brock Jr., sir. Who became New Goblin to avenge his father's death?
Harry Osborn, sir.
If this is the big quiz, we're halfway through.
It's 2007, so the movie would have just came out.
No, it's doing the 2007 movie. This is 2015.
Oh.
In 2007, Spider-Man 3, every time. Who does Venom team up with to fight Spider-Man?
Sandman.
The Riddler? Lex Luthor? Which villain does Peter Parker face in 2007, Spider-Man 3? Are you ready?
Venom.
The Green Goblin and Vulture.
Huh.
Chameleon and Mysterio.
They're pretty cool.
Venom and Sandman.
Whoa, Chameleon.
Electro and Dr. Octopus.
Chameleon and Mysterio could be like Far From Home.
Yeah.
Because Chameleon's at the end of Homecoming.
Cool. I thought that was Scorpion.
I thought it was Chameleon.
Chameleon's the guy who changes his face, isn't he? He can just look like anyone. I thought he was Scorpion.
No, you don't look like Venom, Sandman, and Harry.
What does Spider-Man shoot from his hands in Spider-Man 3? Fuck off. Ready?
It's a web.
First one, webs. Candy. Water. Snakes.
Oh, Jesus. It's a trick. I'm Snake Man.
Don't reckon the place. Webs, final answer?
Yeah, I guess.
Who is revealed to be Uncle Ben's real killer?
He doesn't shoot him from his hand. He shoots him from his wrist.
Yeah, I know.
It's just throwing webs.
Who's Uncle Ben's real killer?
Flint Margo. Sandman.
What's he say to the guy? I can picture it in my head. When he picks up the dude.
In one.
Spider-Man 1, he picks up the guy who shot him for real.
I missed part where that's my problem.
Nah. You know what I'm talking about. What's Peter say to the dude who he fought shot before he falls and laughs and then dies?
I missed part where that's my problem.
No, that's when he runs through the... not the bookie of the wrestling company.
Why'd you... Something about my uncle.
My uncle!
Somebody's uncle.
When Mary Jane breaks up...
Doesn't he say Miss Power's my problem? Doesn't he say it again? Where he's like, why are you hunting me? He's like, oh, I didn't mean to blah, 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 something.
Nah, because he only says that. He says it... The dude says it
to when he wants the money Peter for winning it. Against Macho Man, yeah. The guy says that's the part where, that's not my problem.
Yeah. And then Peter says it to him.
When he runs away. Nice. When the bookie runs away from the shooter.
Yeah, when the bookie runs after the shooter. He's like, you could have crushed him.
You could have been a contender.
When Mary Jane breaks up with Peter Parker in the 2007 movie Spider-Man 3.
On a bridge. Wait, is this
who game? Does he begin dating? A bridge. That's not him, man. Who does she start dating? Who does he start dating?
Gwen.
Yeah, I guess.
I thought it was going to be who does MJ start dating.
Yeah, same.
No one.
Last question of the hardest fucking big quiz of Spider-Man.
Who is Spider-Man?
Okay, this one doesn't... Which of the following 2007 frequels enjoyed the biggest US opening weekend? Shrek 3, At World's End, Ocean 13, Spider-Man 3.
I'm going to say Spider-Man 3.
Correct. I'll submit your answers and make sure you're all good.
Whew, okay. Whew.
Your certificate.
Wait, Shrek the 3rd came out in 2007?
I don't know. I wouldn't trust this with everything. So you're telling me all those three movies come out, all those four movies that were all had prequels and they come out in the same day? Certificate of Achievement. Score of 100 out of 100 on the big Spider-Man 3 2007.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Proof.
I thought it was like IGN or something.
I feel like they would have done a better job.
Maybe. Well, that filled...
half an hour kind of thing.
Yes. Just face it, there's nothing to talk about but coronavirus.
Just say you talk about. I can talk about what I watched. It had Tobey Maguire in it.
Was it Spider-Man?
Name these other iconic roles. Exactly.
He was in Great Gatsby.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's a good movie.
Oh, that's so boring.
That's a good movie.
It's so boring.
So you just don't have taste.
It's so boring.
Cats and dogs, bruh.
What's it then?
He's the dog, the beagle. Is he in it? You're not even a real Spider-Man fan. You love Tobey Maguire so much, you don't even know what he's in. Oh, now I'm stuck on this website forever. Oh, never mind.
He was in, I forget the name of this movie, but we used to watch it at school all the time. Where it was
Happyville.
Like, was that it? Yeah, never mind, you got it. You know what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Where he has the controller.
Everything's black and white or something.
They go into the TV show and then the sister starts fucking people and it makes the colours come.
It's the spleen. Everything's delayed. There's nothing to...
There's heaps of
people want current events.
Spider-Man 3 is current in my world, bruh. Brad.
Black Widow got delayed.
Alright, here we go. Here's a better quiz.
Anything else?
What comic company has the Spider-Man books?
Marvel.
How did he know? Which actor plays Spider-Man in all three movies?
Wait. All three movies or all three reboots?
Which actor plays Spider-Man in all three movies? James Franco. J.K. Simmons. Bill Nye. Peter Parker.
Bill Nye, the science guy?
Peter Parker.
Tobey Maguire.
Johnny Depp.
Tobey Maguire. Andrew Garfield or Tom Holland?
Holland's been Spider-Man. You sure it's not Peter Parker?
Pretty sure it's Peter Parker.
Kirsten Dunst. Kirsten. Had to dye her hair red for the part of Mary Jane. True or false?
Blonde. Yeah, she's a natural blonde. That's why by like, you see from one, it's pure red, and then two, it's like slightly, then three, it's like she's
a bit more natural. Which of the following is not a villain in this movie? Sandman, Vulture, Venom, New Goblin.
Vulture.
Real sand was used in majority of this film.
Yeah, it gets everywhere. It's true or and rough. Yeah. That had to be real. When he pulls his boot off, what, they CGI all that?
I don't know. I'll let you know because they don't tell you until after it's done. Which show, sitcom, did Tosi Grafe leave
that to 70 partake show.
In the movie? I don't know. I don't have to give you the multiple choices. How many of these Raimi brothers were a part of the film, either on or off the set?
Two.
One, three, five, or two?
Two. Because Sam Raimi was directing and his brother is Jameson's other assistant.
The one where the skinny one?
Yeah, that's his brother. Sam Raimi's brother.
The hip, the wow is now. That's not... Really?
Yeah, that's it.
Doesn't look anything like it. Are they like close, bro?
Sam Raimi's like a bit shorter.
But Sam Raimi's like bulky and shit. Like, oh, no, I'm thinking of... Sorry, I'm thinking of Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell looks like Batman.
Yeah. Was the whole movie... Was this whole movie filmed in New York?
No. Pretty sure it was like...
Type your answer. Who is the new Goblin? Character name, first Harry name, Osborn. Or last name only is fine.
Harry Osborn. You're going to put a wrong answer just to get me.
No, I'm going
to
put Harry.
Harry.
Oh, this one you got to do it in. Put these actors, actresses from the movie in order by age. Starting from oldest and end with the youngest.
Can I just do oldest and youngest?
Okay. MJ?
So
these are the actors, not the characters, but I'm just going to do them as the characters.
Well, Aunt May is the oldest.
Oh, yeah, she's in there. How did you know she was in that list? Okay, this is where MJ, Peter, Harry.
Out of the three of them.
Yeah, which order would you go? Oldest to youngest?
The Peter the oldest, Harry the middle, MJ the youngest. Because she was like 21 or something when... Oh, wait, no. Maybe Harry might be the youngest. Harry and MJ might be like the same age, couple month difference. Peter was like 28 when Spider-Man 1 was filmed. That's why everyone says he looks so old. He fucking doesn't.
Yeah, he looks good. So which way are you doing it? Franco then Kirsten or Kirsten then Franco?
I'll go Franco then Kirsten then...
Yeah, that's what you originally said.
Peter.
90%. You got 9 out of 10. I got
that one wrong on. Or did you misspell Harry?
No. Oh, it was the Raimi brothers one.
What?
It was three.
Oh, where's the third one then?
Sam Raimi as the director, Ivan Raimi as one of the writers, and Ted Raimi as one of the actors.
Oh,
it was a writer, yeah. That's a hard one. Because it did say, because I thought when it said either on or off the set, I'm like, that's a caveat, you know what I mean?
Because I figured it would be
Sam. You got the eighth one right.
His brother would be actor, but also would help writing.
Yeah, there was two brothers.
I mean, who else comes up with, it's hip, it's now, it's wow.
Yeah. Well, that was right.
Doctor Strange. Yeah, there's already a guy that has that.
Yeah. You're right.
Doc Ock.
You're right about it, but you just missed that one. But like I said, when I read that on and off, I'm like, oh, that sounds like it's a caveat type of thing. Like, oh, they're letting
you. Yeah, true, yeah. Because I don't know.
Aunt May, how old?
162.
80. Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man
3? 80?
Yeah. That's why she rambled on. She's dead, right? Tobey Maguire?
In Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
28,
2007. Oh, 34.
Two.
What?
Yeah,
that's what it says.
Oh, during filming.
Franco?
28.
Nine. Close. Kirsten.
28.
Five.
What?
That's what it says. I'm just going from what it says, Mr. Unperfect. Every guess was pretty good, though. Corona.
Could you imagine if they had announced the Spider-Man 4 when it was coming out like this weekend and it got put delayed a year?
No, I don't want to hear it with Toby.
My name's not Toby.
Oh, man. You want another quiz or are you good?
No, SpongeBob. We can't keep doing this.
Fine.
Everything sucks right now.
We saw My Hero Academy, the movies.
Yeah,
we risk it.
Didn't get coronavirus.
Well, yeah, we don't know yet. Might have the symptoms. Nope, my temperature's okay. Please don't breathe around that much around me, Jesus. You're lucky we're here filming together. I could have done it over the webs.
Oh, that would have sounded great.
Better than Corona. Dead.
As long as you're not touching your face.
Yeah. That was really good. We won't spoil it. Will we spoil it? Nah, we won't spoil it.
Just spoil it. Literally, we were the last to get it.
It was good. I really enjoyed that movie. Like, with everything going on, it was just a nice break.
Did you tear up during the movie?
Oh, I fucking was crying the whole time.
Because I didn't want to look over to you, but I kind of saw you, like, put your knee up and kind of, like, cover your face a bit.
Fuck it, I don't know that. Yeah, I was
pulled. Because I was, like, as I was getting misty-eyed as well.
Nah, dude, I was streaming. I was fucking streaming.
You're, like, Deku when he starts crying, digs himself on the ground.
Yeah, I was, I don't know if I was having a shit day that day, too.
I mean, we've all been having shit in weeks.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. Cool. Calm down there, Mr. Dramatic Queen. But I was having one bad day.
No one's life is worse than mine.
I was just having one bad day. And, yeah, I don't know. Everything, when Deku was fighting, whatever, a nine for the first time in the bushes.
Yeah.
And then the two little kids. Every time the kids were on the screen, I was tearing
up. Yeah, normally when kids are in like shit like that, you're like, oh, just fuck out of here. But yeah. Like these two, I was like, nah, fuck it.
The sister brother, Dramatic, was really good.
My Hero does that really well with the kids. I did it with Eri recently. And I forget the other kid's name.
The Dick Koba? Punch kid.
Was it Koba or something? Yeah, or Koda?
Dick Punch?
Yeah, whenever they have kids, like in the show, I'm like, oh.
And when she makes the big, like, illusion of Deku.
Big Deku.
And I'm like, oh, come on. I was like, someone's got to come. And then fucking Bakugo just swang. That was so cool.
He had so many Vegeta moments in those. Like, who's so smiling? So good,
yeah. The whole, even the multiple arm guy.
I forget his name. He looks like Kakashi.
Yeah, but he was, like, real protective. But no, I mean, for those kids, he was, like, he almost died from getting shot. And he's taking it. He's like, just run. Kids weren't running, but that's a kid thing.
Yeah, but like, even, the guy who can talk to animals, he's always very, always very shy.
Mm.
Like, even he had a cool movie, all those crows. I was like, oh shit, good. Everyone's getting something to do.
Yeah, everyone was real good. That whole movie, I like the setting of it, as in the beach theme.
Being on an island.
Yeah. Being on an island, and then just like, yeah, summer vacation.
Mm.
That was good. I hope that comes out on streaming sooner now, because Corona.
A lot of people talk about this. Have you noticed that a lot of the kids look older?
Yeah. You can tell in the later season.
Yeah.
Because they do that thing with...
Have you noticed most of the girls in the show have gotten a bit...
busty?
Yeah.
That's what happens with women when they get older.
Yeah.
Mommy's a true example
of that. The human body is beautiful.
But,
not mine, but...
Yeah, I hope it comes out sooner than later. Streaming, I want to watch that shit again.
Well, all these movies are coming out.
Yeah, I know.
Some stuff, so maybe.
And that's not the, that's the one good thing.
I mean, not if movie theaters shut down.
Yeah, at least I get them quicker. I don't have to go out to watch me movie pictures.
You don't like being in the cinema?
I love the
cinema. How would you prefer to watch Endgame? At home or in the cinema?
At home. But if,
at first. Your first time watching it. Really, with your kids running around? Daddy, what happened?
I put him to bed, then I watch it, so suck on that.
You put him to bed, future girl.
If the cinemas are going out of business, I'll just ask if I can buy one of their picture theaters.
For $1 million.
Yeah, they're selling cheap. Half a mil.
Everything's scary.
Nah, not that bad. I'm just keeping it in the fantasy
world. Do you want a paper bag?
Maybe. But yeah, we're all good. We're not old. Semi-healthy.
We're gonna die.
Nah, we're right.
How long do you reckon it take for this whole thing to...
Shit won't go back to normal for ages because like everyone's a fucking dickhead.
For like a year, probably.
Oh, 6 months.
You reckon?
If they reckon they're close, to, well, they reckon they've already got a vaccine,
but then they have to mass produce it.
Yeah, and they got to test it still.
Yeah.
So that's in a couple of weeks. But apparently, like, I don't know how true it is, but one of the coronavirus hospitals in China is shut. So there's not as many cases now, like, coming in. Where they had to have the hospitals specifically for them, they shut it now because there's not as many cases coming through. Maybe everyone's got it over there. Who knows? But, yeah, it's just scarier for the older people and then not so well people.
Older people and so on. Even, like, I don't know, like, newborn babies and, I guess,
apparently, the last stats, newborns and, like, 0 to 9, they're doing pretty well.
Can I go grab your 18-month-year-old and just give him to
him? He's nearly 2 and he's a big fella. He's fighting that. He'll fight that shit.
I was giving to a Chinese lady. Here you go.
Why'd it have to be Chinese? There's other people that go to you.
No, it's mainly Chinese. There was a scare at my work the other day.
Why?
Some lady came in. Mm-hmm. I work at a supermarket. I'm not going to say which one because we'll work. But a lady came in and she was exhibiting symptoms, like coughing and just heavy breathing, like sweating a lot and not just normal sweating like we do.
Yeah, like she had a temperature or something.
And so she was keeping a distance from everyone. And
she was keeping her distance from everyone.
Trying to, but like you can't. You're in a shopping center. You can't.
She didn't have. She must have been online.
Well, because this is, you know, there's this whole 14-day lockdown. If you flew in, 14-day lockdown, no matter what.
Or if you're showing symptoms,
but they're not being as strict with it. It's like, yeah, I'll do it. Wink, wink.
Yeah, people. But you don't. Yeah, but that I feel like you just call someone.
No, but we did. Apparently the...
No. I mean, her would call someone and be like...
Well, that's what she had said. She was like, oh, I got my husband to take me. He doesn't know what to get me. And everyone was like...
Oh, my God.
And I came into work. I'm like... So I started calling, like, my mom and, like, I should have called you guys. I should have called everyone and be like, do not come into the shopping center.
Are you safe to be here? Are you infected?
No, it's fine. They had people come out yesterday and check. Everything's fine. But still, it was like...
You could have symptoms. Now you're giving them to me.
No, I can't have symptoms. But they, like, did a full, like...
disinfectant.
Of the whole store at night. It was, like... But that's the thing. Like, I'm afraid to go near people now.
Yeah, I already was.
Want a hug?
Nah, I'm cool. Now I'm knowing that.
Spit shake?
Yeah, but... No, that's... Yeah. People just gotta use their head. People don't use their head. We already seen that, because everyone knows how bad the shops are and shit. It hurts my head how bad people are around here. It
makes me depressed.
Oh, yeah, I was super... Last night, I was talking to my wife. I'm like, I'm so depressed.
Like, I left work at Tuesday night at 10 o'clock, and I went to go get some groceries. There was none there. I was depressed walking down the aisles. I was like, I'm about to cry. Like, I just want some bread and milk.
That's what my wife said, yeah. She's like, if she was in there, she's like, she almost felt like just breaking down because of all the aisles.
It's just depressing. Like, people, stop hoarding shit. There's not going to be World War III. It's not like a bomb's going to hit us.
Yeah, even if we go into lockdown,
they can't lock down everywhere and be like, no supermarkets. Like, no, people will die. Need supermarkets. They will still be open. Hospitals will still be open.
People are just stupid. I heard today on the radio, they're cracking down on people trying to black market sell their hoarded shit, because that's the thing now. Because why wouldn't you? You know what I mean? That makes sense. That's what people
change. Are you guys, like, able to get baby formula and shit like that?
Well, we don't use formula now, which is good.
Oh. Well,
but, yeah, nappies, kids' Panadol is the latest thing that's all fucking gone.
Baby powder? I don't know if that's a thing people are taking.
Honestly, I haven't been in the shop since Saturday.
It's depressing.
Yeah, my wife keeps going
back. Well, now all the, Woolworths and Coles and, I don't know if Aldi, but they're all doing the whole...
So were you at work when this lady was there?
No, this you happened. She can't... She, oh, you were... This happened at, like... 10 a.m. in the morning. I came in at 4 p.m.
Ah, okay.
And apparently the symptom is you have to be within talking distance for 15 minutes. Bullshit. I'm just gonna fucking wait for people.
Yeah, then they were like, one thing they were saying, oh, it can't leave on anything. Then the next thing they're saying, oh, it can leave on metal and plastic for like 14 days. The germs.
I'm going into a bubble.
But, you know, they still don't know exactly
what... Did you hear fucking Jared Leto?
Yeah, it was cool.
With the eyes of, the fuck is going on? Could you imagine that? People, like, wake up from a coma. The fuck?
Everyone's in hazmat suit. But, yeah, it's just the way it is at the moment. I'm hoping, look, fingers crossed and being positive is hopefully the virus part of things will kind of die off.
Well,
and then it's building back the society because...
And the economy and everything.
Yeah, the economy, yeah. That won't take that long. But,
I don't know whether it's going to take a couple of years.
At least we'll get stuff cheap.
Yeah, petrol's so cheap now.
Yeah. the problem with the shops, like I said, it's a vicious circle where it started, is these hoarders and then people panicking by it. Then the normal folks then also have to bulk buy because all these fuckers have taken everything.
Yeah.
And now because the shelves are so empty for so long, now that anytime anything's going to go on the shelves, people are going to panic and then just buy it.
It isn't a case of, like, there is enough supply and demand in Australia. It's literally just man hours. We don't have the time or the money to do it. We don't have the time and the people.
And here's what I'm saying. It's a vicious circle now, because now anytime the shelves are so bare, right?
In terms of groceries, yes.
In
terms of stock, in terms of people, no.
No. Well, I saw a thing now advertising for people to come because they need more manpower to stock and stuff. But what I'm saying is the shelves are so empty. Now, whenever, if they did go and say tonight, they're like, all right, we're closing at 8, we're working through, and the whole shelves come back up, you go in the shop, it's back to normal, right?
But that's if we get a load.
No, I'm just saying. You imagine you go in there.
Magically, just boom.
Yeah, everything's back on. People are going to be like, oh, fuck, I better stock up now in case it happens again. Go on, and it's gone again. Lunchtime. Yeah, and that's the problem. So I don't know when that stress of people...
6 months.
I don't think it'll be 6 months. I think 6 months you might still see some people still panic bulk buying. But it won't be like, you know... So people panic buying because they think they're getting locked down, or panic buying because of the virus and they're going to get locked in. Or just the virus. Because people... going to these shops, I've seen photos, they're like fucking squished up, fighting each other. I'm like, if one of you's a fucking sick, like that lady, and she's in there, spread. That, all that community just fucking got it.
You're supposed to have a meter and a half away from people. That's next to impossible.
Yeah.
Because it's what...
They're why at my work, which they're posty, they're fingering about bringing in fucking staggered shifts now to try and split up the... so we're not all in one area at once.
Yeah, I was gonna cut.
No, you still do the same hours, but so if you start at 6, you start at 8 now.
You'd have to finish later though.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
With the kids and stuff, so. Because they're like, oh, because they're talking about bigger facilities, because 100 is like, we're a smaller one, we've only got maybe 50 if everyone's there. Like, yeah, so everyone. It's not
that bad. But you guys should be fairly spread apart, right?
Nah, it's pretty, everyone, well, I reckon there's a bit of a frame, we are almost this. Distance.
We're tabled apart.
Yeah, so we're maybe a little bit more.
We're like what?
What's it? What, this table a meter? Is that 1 meter here and here? I can't never tell.
Less than a meter. A meter's about arm's length, so it's about a little bit less than a meter.
See, that's a bit distance, a meter and a half.
Like we're like half. I'd say we're half a meter apart.
Yeah, so this table must be at least nearly one, and then.
I don't know. I wish people would stop being all like, it's just the flu. Wait, yeah, imagine if everyone in the flu got it at the exact same time.
Yeah, it's just
all
the
hospitals
flu.
Are going to overrun.
It's not that bad.
I just wish people would treat it like...
No, you know what I mean?
Generally, be worried. Don't fucking go nuts. But
yeah, the worst part is just the shops part of it. People are panic buying. That's the worst part.
People, I don't know. Because there was this whole thing...
You know what? It started in China, and fair enough, okay, that's where it started.
There's some kind of a bat or some type of fucking animal.
Yeah, well, what I've heard is
some
that...
some Chinese delicacy or something.
But what they kept all these weird endangered species. They kept all these weird exotic species in one spot. Then
aphrodisiac.
No, but one of them died, or one of them caught where they're not meant to be together. So then they got this weird thing because they never meant to have met. And made some weird disease, and then they ate that animal, and then that's how.
Is this
that kind
of like 28 days later?
I think it was like I think it was like an armadillo ant eater.
I have heard that now. Yeah. People are saying it's a bat now. It's a this thing.
Well, I think something died, or like a bat, or something it ate a bat, or died near a bat. It caught the thing, and then that thing ate it. Because apparently, corona is found in this species of animal, but it never currently comes out. But then it's some mutated version of it. Which is just like, that's what it is, like a strong. But yeah, you got to be, even if it's just a flu, if this was something more serious, like something that was, had a much more higher fatality.
Like it was legitimately kind of like a zombie thing where it would, like, no, this will kill you.
Yeah, well, not a zombie, that brings you back to life. But.
A living undead.
But, you know, something with a higher fatality rate for everyone. So like, you know, at the moment it's fairly low.
For our age, it's like 0.2% of dying.
Yeah,
it's so low. That's so low. And I think up to 80 years old, it's like 8%.
Even like with all the cases, like the number is still high and you don't want people dying. But 200,000 cases confirmed, 7,000, 8,000 people dead.
That's still 7,000 people.
Yeah, I know, but consume that there's 200,000
that's convicted. Yeah.
But you know, and then like the common flu in the span of like 3 months killed 30,000 people. It's just all different situations for everybody.
Yeah, but the flu doesn't spread this fast, and the flu has hundreds of vaccines for it, because it's been around for centuries.
And that's the thing. And this is a good test. And I think this is why the government and stuff maybe, you know, and people are like, oh, this, but it's a good test because
our government isn't doing a good job.
No, our government. But I'm saying it's a good test because if something like this did happen and it was a much higher fatality rate, how bad is it that this has spread so quick?
Yeah.
This is a good test to be like, what works and what doesn't.
Well, we're supposed to have no mass gatherings of 500 or 100 people or more. Yet, all these things, everything's running as normal. So it's like, then what is a mass gathering? What isn't?
Yeah. I wish that,
do you wish that our Prime Minister would call it Chinese virus like Trump did? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Is it the Chinese virus?
It's the way it started, I guess. But
still. Okay, what if it started in, like, Africa? What do you call it? The black disease or the African disease?
African virus. Getting all hot. I hate talking about it because then I feel like I get symptoms.
Well, it has been really humid here, like, the last couple of days.
It's 30 degrees today.
So.
Now you're talking about people being in the shops. I'm like, I want to be near them shops.
Yeah. I wish people would just wash your hands. Wash your ass.
Yeah. Just don't come in contact with people.
The amount of...
I know it would suck, but I wish the government would just come in quickly and just be like, all right, guys, 2 weeks off.
2 weeks off for who, though?
Everyone.
No.
Yeah, just everyone.
There would be mobs and riots.
Nah, fuck it. Everyone. But the caveat is, if you stay out for 2 weeks, you get $2,000.
It's like the 19th day. Come on. Can you go into your backyard?
Yeah.
No, they're still going outside.
The flu ain't...
Hey, Frank. Hey.
The corona ain't fucking... It's mass gatherings and it's dealing with people. You can go in your backyard.
No, fuck that, no.
The virus isn't...
You don't leave your home.
No, the virus isn't fucking... Like, it's not an aerial...
You don't leave your home. Could you do that?
You're what's wrong with your world.
Could you do that, though? Do you reckon you would go stir crazy?
Nah, that's too much good stuff.
If you were stuck inside for 2 weeks with your wife, your kids, and your oldest son, your oldest son, for 2 weeks, you wouldn't get stir crazy.
Nah.
You couldn't lock yourself in another room, though.
You couldn't?
You couldn't. Nah.
That'd be a little harder, but that's fine.
No way.
Yeah. You got video games. You got multiple TVs. Power goes out. You got books. You got Legos. You got card games. You got everything. See, you're 2 weeks. It's 2 fucking weeks.
2 weeks. I get inside. If I stay home for more than 2 days, I'm a bit like, oh, okay, I need to just...
If I stay home for more than 2 days, it's fucking paradise for me. Fucking working and doing shit all the time.
You reckon?
I easily fucking do 2 weeks. Give me $2,000, I'll stay home for 2 weeks.
I don't have $2,000.
All right, how much you got? Give me that.
I got like $20.
I'll do it for $20.
Hello, work. I'm not coming in. I'm making more money than I am with you.
$20. My friend bet me. I'm going to fucking do it.
Fucking jumping in his face.
Do you mean I can't even go out the back in front?
No. You cannot leave your physical home, the building that you are currently residing in.
Yeah, easy. There's so many rooms and nooks and crannies.
Okay, what if your electricity goes out and you gotta go around to the box?
Well, that's
nope, can't leave the house.
I said if power goes out, that's I can deal with that.
There you go.
Get baked beans and a lighter.
That's if there isn't any baked beans. People are hoarding that shit now.
Well, of course, because it's canned food, long life food. I got a can of beans in there. Yeah, we'll be right. You gotta stay positive.
I kind of want them to do it though, just to see what happens.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if they just did it, but not close the shops and stuff, but like, I know then it starts sounding like a government thing, and like you, the government rules you, but I feel like they're just in me to be like, all right, today, so many people can go to a shop from this district. I don't know how you would thing.
They would have to have police there being like, oh, this is at capacity.
I wish they're like, all right, it's two weeks coming up. Give us a couple of weeks. You know, it feels like everyone's already hoarded enough shit anyway.
Maybe.
But, they just need to give you 2 weeks. I wish they just come around. Hey, here's some rice. Here's some beans. It's enough to last you 2 weeks. You're getting welded in. See, they welded people in, like, apartment buildings in China and shit. That was a real thing. They were welding the door shut.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Now my throat feels scratchy.
Oh, fuck up. No. Have your water.
That doesn't help. I might just have the common cold. Corona. All right, everybody. Have a good one.
Don't get sick. Wash your hands. Be clean.
Be kind.
And don't be an asshole.
Yeah, be nice to just people.
Be an asshole. If people don't want to shake your hand, don't be a fuckwit. The amount of people that are like put their hand out and you just kind of like be like, sorry, no, I don't want to shake your fucking hand.
I had someone touch me today. But...
Your wife?
No, I don't care if my wife touched me.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody. Love you.